Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast Bedroom Thoughts. I'm your host Beth, and well, let's just get into it really. So I wanted to do this podcast. It's kind of spontaneous, but also I like recording them, yeah, just whenever I feel like it really. But anyway, so yeah, let's just get into it. Basically, yesterday I was having like a really bad day, and you know, I'm not a really bad day, but let me explain. So, you know, I was pretty emotional and stuff. I was crying. But it helped me realize some stuff. And I just wanted to make this episode because it's really good to have these days where you just kind of crumble and you just kind of give in to like how you actually truly feel, and you're not hiding from yourself, you're just being vulnerable and honest with yourself. And it really like makes you think, like makes you reevaluate kind of your life choice, not your life choices, just where you're heading. And yeah, it's really good to have these days where you reassess stuff, because say like, and to just release any emotions you're holding in. And for me personally, I don't cry a lot compared to most people. I'm not sure, I probably cry like, you know, not even once a month. I don't know, like the average, but I know a lot of people I know like cry a lot at like more little things than I would. But anyway, and so when I do cry, it means a lot to me, and like it really makes me think about, because obviously I don't do it a lot, and like it just makes me kind of question what's making me feel like this in my life and things like that. And but I love that, and like it's the next day now, and you know, I feel more like I feel less emotional and less like, I feel more stable, so I can look back and be like, oh, I felt like this because blah 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 blah. And it calls for action, you know, like, and it makes you in general just like, you need to make a change basically, because like in your life, and you can start figuring out what you want to change. And for me, well, as I was talking to my boyfriend about it, it was just so good, because when you just talk aloud to like, even not to anyone, just to yourself, or just in like a voice note or something like that. I try and do voice memos a lot more now, but when you do that, it just puts it in perspective, and it's difficult to explain. My head's a bit everywhere at the moment because I just went outside and now I feel a bit bleh. But anyway, yeah, it just makes it easier to try and think of solutions as well and what to do about it. And you know, I've come to a good conclusion with I still don't really know why I was upset, but I know that that's not really the point. And the point is that I don't like something, so I'm going to change it, you know? And I've taken, and you can take practical steps, and that's what I'm trying to do, moving forward now. And trying, all you can do is try different things and note down how you feel about them. And if you feel better during the day, or like, you know, how your moods are fluctuating, and just kind of looking back and seeing what works and seeing what doesn't really. But yeah, today's a new day and a new start for me, and my new kind of, because all of that that's happened in the past, like anything, it doesn't exist anymore. And I always try and remember that, and like that I can always, I love this quote I saw, where it says, like, start living your future, like, dream self now, like, start being like that now, because otherwise that you're always kind of wondering about this future version of yourself, rather than, like, it makes it seem so far away, where you can be that now, if you really, you know, put the effort into doing it. And yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm taking some practical steps towards that, towards being, I was gonna say being better and improving, but I mean, we're constantly growing and evolving all the time. So yeah, I guess I just, and another thing that I realised, was that I'm putting so much pressure on myself to be perfect, and to be, like, with, like, a good sense of purpose right now, and to do loads of different things every day, and to work towards sort of something, you know? And yeah, that's good, but I think I realised I need to take time for myself. And I know everyone says this, but really, like, honestly, I wasn't, to be honest. I really wasn't kind of just taking a step back and just kind of reevaluating things and just being like, whoa, you can chill for a second, you know, you don't have to constantly be thinking about certain things that will, like, progress you. I don't know if that's the right, that will, like, enable you to do, to be more, you know what I'm trying to say, like, I don't know, you can just, I've just started to enjoy life as it happens, but also figuring out more, productive, but more fulfilling and purposeful sort of things I can do that will bring me a sense of peace. And I just want, like, that feeling where time just doesn't feel like time just moves so fast that you forget that, like, because you love what you're doing so much, time just doesn't exist, basically. And today I've really been stopping and looking more like how I used to do. I used to, you know, I'm an observer of the world, and I love to just stop and listen and look around and really appreciate things how they are. And I've just been doing that, and I've just been observing, really. And also a really good thing to do when you feel really emotional or just upset with your life is to just stop and see it from another point of view. Like, I heard this thing where it was like, when you journal or something, or like when you have a sort of problem and in a conflict, you should write it down, but talk, like, say your name in third person, so like you're kind of like, you're way more objective and you're not thinking like with your ego or your irrational emotions. So you're like, I'd say, today Beth was feeling upset and she was very distressed about her life. I don't know. And then you kind of go into it more. And you can be like, I think she should just take a step back for a second, and because she's doing so well in life, and I think she's too harsh on herself. You know, like, I think that could really help. And I heard that, and I haven't actually tried it, but I think I am going to way more try and do that, because I feel like that would be really good. Because you're actually thinking just like from an outsider's point of view, and how you would, like, say your friend is like that, you would kind of speak like that rather than how you'd speak about yourself. So yeah, that was just a little like story sort of lesson that I've learned, that I guess this has happened before, right? I got like this, I can't quite remember, but I think it was last summer or the summer before, but in the summer time, like late summer, I got really overwhelmed. I think that is the right thing, because when I get overwhelmed and start just questioning kind of everything that I'm doing, which is what I do, and it's really good to do that, I think, because then you figure out if you really want to be doing all these things, because you just start thinking like, what the fuck, like, what the fuck am I doing, I don't want to do any of this shit, you know. And you start, and then you start realizing like, oh shit, I'm not doing amazing how I used to do. Maybe I can change that and try some different things and see whether that will make a difference, you know, and like do the inner work and journal about it, and just take responsibility really for your own life and not let things sort of happen to you, but to be like, okay, this is happening, let's fix this, you know. And I really think that's empowering, especially as a woman. I really strongly like value authenticity, not even just as a woman, just as a human being. Authenticity and individuality are the two most important things, like, in a person, if you get what I mean, like, to truly live a sort of fruitful life. I don't want to say good life, because I just want to, like, what does that mean, you know what I mean? I like saying fruitful, or like meaningful, you know. And when you're sort of just not having those days like that, and obviously we can't always control how we feel all the time. And I hadn't felt, you know, I was feeling fine. I had a few wobbly off days every now and then, but I didn't truly get to the bottom of it, and I didn't truly let out all my emotions. And sometimes it's just kind of a numb feeling, and it's hard to like know what to do about that. But it just to let yourself kind of feel like that when you do, but taking the steps when you feel like that to accept how you feel. But like, what I want to do is like, when I say I feel like that another day, I want to like know exactly what to do on that day when I feel like that. When I don't feel great, like know exactly what to do to like help me through the day. Maybe it doesn't necessarily have to put you in like a better mood, but it can just, it just makes you feel secure. And it doesn't like spiral out of control where, you know, you start to just like go a bit, like feel like your whole life has been a lie sort of thing. Because sometimes I just kind of go down and sort of spiral and think like my whole, like yesterday I was just like, my whole reality is like a lie. And like, I feel like I'm in Truman Show sometimes, you know. And I still honestly believe that sometimes, that we are like all living in these separate worlds from each other. Like, we're all in the same world, but we're all living differently. And everyone's kind of just a character in your story. Like a side character. And they're all playing a role for you. It's kind of a funny way to look at it, but I like to look at it kind of like that. Because I don't agree, like, with the saying, like, the whole world doesn't revolve around you. Because if everyone thought that, then no one would care about anything in the world. And for me, like, the whole world does revolve around me because it's my life. And I get to choose what I do in it. And I can take action when I want and change things when I want. And that's so empowering. And that's what I did. And that's what you can do when you feel like that. It's just about the effort, honestly. It's about how much effort you want to put in to actually making your life better for yourself. Making it worthwhile, you know. Having your dream life doesn't just come like that. You need to put the work in. But that's the fun part, you know. That's the part. Everyone says, like, that the journey is better than the destination or whatever. Because I do agree. Like, I think working towards something has just that, like, element of, just has an element, you know, that you want to keep working towards it, and you want to keep doing it. It's just, like, that's the good part, I feel like, is that whole duration. But then, you know, that's, like, one stage, but then the next stage is actually doing it, and actually doing the thing that you've been dreaming about this whole time. But I guess you can't really compare them because they're two separate stages. That's how I like to see it anyway. And you can equally enjoy both of them. I guess it just depends on your mindset and your perspective on life. But yeah, that's I like when I just want to talk about something that I just experienced. I feel like that makes me more authentic, even though all of my episodes are authentic. But I really just felt like good about this one to talk about, because I think it's important to notice noticed, and what am I to know, not know, to just be aware that you can, like, you are in control of your life, and that we all have a role to play in everyone's lives, as well as our own, you know? So, yeah, that's all I have for now, and I really hope you enjoyed listening to me. I'll have a new episode up next week. Thank you.